Guys, if you haven't already, make sure to follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It helps us more than you could imagine.
All right, guys, welcome to episode number 59.
Oh, 59. Damn, sorry, bro. You've been living in a different world.
Different
me,
atmosphere.
On the other hand, I've been locked in, screwed in. I don't clock out. I'm always clocked in.
I feel embarrassed for anybody that clocks out.
Yeah, if you clock out, you're That's an amateur. You're a rookie.
It's 24/7 here at the Fellows, baby.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Sigma males.
Sigma male. Oh, my. This is a new thing, by the way. And I only found this out recently. So you've got your beta males. So you've got like Theo Baker.
Yeah.
You've got your alpha males like me. And then like you got your sigma males like Chip, which is like the highest
right
level
there,
of male.
Yo, I just got someone sent in, by the way. I just want to talk about this quickly. Yeah. Saying, is Chip selling this house? And I clicked it, and it's a house post with the price, 190K.
Yeah.
And it's a caption. And the caption is, tired of walking into houses and it being straight dog water? Say less, my guy.
This is a description for someone selling a 200 grand house.
On Zillow. This house be bussin'. This house be bussin', no cap. Walk in the door be bad.
You gotta finish it, bro.
Walk in the door and be prepared to yell sheesh.
Let me read this out.
Oh, shit, I'm crying.
And it means straight dog water. Say less, my guy. This house be bussing, no cap. Walk in the door and be prepared to yell, sheesh.
Oh,
that is
shit.
Unreal,
I'm so sorry, guys. It's on screen if you're watching on YouTube. By the way, the Fellows merch is available to buy right now. You've got probably 4 days left.
No, bro, I don't. Not many days. We've got. Yeah, it was a week on October the 1st. So you got till
the 8th.
The 8th. Cop it ASAP, guys. It's a time limit on this.
Yeah, time limit. 6 p.m. on Friday the 8th is when they'll be off sale, never to come back again.
And we'll be moving on to the next drop, whenever that is. Maybe we should do Christmas edition.
Oh, that would be nice. I have looked into Halloween stuff. Depends.
What do you think about Halloween? Do you rate Halloween?
I tell you what, Halloween in America is sick. I went to Universal Studios over there. They're playing dubstep in caves and shit. And like people walking around on stilts and scary. It was good.
What's that got to do with Halloween, though? It sounds like you just went on a family holiday.
It was weird.
You went to Universal Studios. Ain't that like Disneyland, but not Disneyland?
Yeah, but like it was like they're doing some special Halloween night. I couldn't describe it. And because you know when you go to Fort Park and there's like two mazes?
Yeah.
Or three maybe at max.
Yeah.
It was like 10 to 15 mazes here.
Yeah,
because the park's massive and it's all themed and there's so many people running around in costumes.
What do you think? What do you reckon you're going to go as? Actually, maybe we should save this for our Halloween podcast. We'll talk more Halloween when it gets a bit closer. It's a little bit early, but the outfits are outrageous. It's just the time of year where girls can just dress their sluttiest and everyone's there like, yeah, that's fucking sweet, bro. Yeah, the guys can dress slutty. What's your sluttiest outfit you've ever worn?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably that maid outfit I wore for you.
Oh yeah, you did actually, and it was in
a video.
Want to see, it was in a video.
In a video.
In your video.
I was called Candy.
Candy.
And I was a fucking spy. So I actually looked good though, and I've recently glowed up since then. So now I think I would actually look like a pen girl.
You would. I would actually think you look really good like that. You give me like almost like a bit of Latina vibes.
Yeah. The only problem is I've got a hairy ass.
Yeah, you do actually.
So
it's
as you're
so
letting it go
there.
On my backside. You're going to have winnets everywhere.
That's foul, bro. That's actually foul. Do you get a sweaty ass or is it just hairy?
It's just hairy, I think. I don't necessarily... Yeah, I wouldn't say I get like a sweaty ass. Not really.
Yeah, I sometimes in the gym, guys make the... And girls, actually mainly girls, make the incorrect decision to wear grey leggings.
Oh,
and you just see that crease of sweat in
I wouldn't know.
Their ass.
That's something I've never noticed in the gym. I keep
well,
my
yes, because you've got to go to the gym to notice it in
no,
the gym, bro.
I keep my eyes in the equipment, brother. You know when you're in the gym, yeah, you're just like, you're looking at the floor because somebody's working out.
Yes, and there's a mirror in front of them so they can, you make direct eye contact.
Or you're looking at the roof, you're just looking around. Here's a good one for you, right? You're walking in the street and you need to change direction because you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
You pull out your phone, you pretend you get a text, and you spin it.
Yeah, I do that. Or I swear to God, I take it one step further and I act like I got a phone call. Oh.
Why are we so embarrassed to turn around in front of random people? And I know that everybody does this. It's like a common thing. Yeah. At least 80% of people do this.
Yeah, that's so true, man. Why do
Knowledge is power, man.
Knowledge is power. Next time I see someone pull out their phone, I'm going to be like, you ain't get a text. Put that back away.
Put that fucking shit away. Turn around and just hold your head high, man.
The next thing I wanted to speak about, right, is something that I found out about. And I mentioned in the chat, remind me to talk about this. But fortunately, I've reminded myself, right? It's something that I recently found out is called soaking.
See, fortunately, I don't know what it says, so you get to run me through from start to finish. Mm. But it does sound like it's nothing to do with bathing and shit, is it?
No. So soaking,
just checking,
it was actually invented by Mormon people. Okay,
yeah.
So you're aware of Mormons?
Yeah, of course. They're like super religious people, right? Am I gonna? Yeah,
you know what? It's not even that big. You don't really need to know too much. But anyways. I'm going to read out what exactly soaking is, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
And there's this recent craze, because in the Mormon religion, there's a lot of rules, okay? And this soaking is something where it involves one person inserting their penis into another person's vagina and staying completely still. So you're putting your pork scratch. You're slapping the meat scepter in there, and it's just resting.
Wow!
Right, it's soaking in there. Okay, and this is because Mormon people don't actually believe that is sex. What they believe is sex is the movement, the in and out of it. Right. Now, these 1,000 IQ people...
These motherfuckers.
So they participate in something called soaking. All right, but they didn't just rest there. They decided to take it a step further and decided to jump through a couple loopholes on Jesus, yeah?
Yep.
Jesus is... They're frauding Jesus, right? No. So what they do is they've got some tactics used to get around the chastity rules, the rules where they can't have sex, right? And that is one of them is obviously soaking, but there's ways to elevate it. And like I said, the movement is the sex part, right? So what they do is they bring in a third person to jump on the bed to stimulate the movement, because they're not making the movement. They're saying it doesn't count.
These hustlers.
So they're getting their friends to jump up and down on the bed, which is creating the waves and the motion in the ocean.
That actually sounds quite enjoyable.
What, just because you have to do no effort?
Yeah.
You just literally have to stay there and soak your cock in a woman's vagina.
Damn, wouldn't it be hard to keep it hard for that long?
That's what I was thinking. But I guess for them, it's such a rare experience that they must be mad excited. Yeah,
but what if the juices shrivel up the cock like a swimming pool?
Wait, what?
Yeah, because it's going to be wet, right? Your knob's going to be wet inside there, but it's just doing nothing.
Yeah.
So what if it starts to shrivel up?
It just dries up.
Yeah, like you know when your fingers go into a simple and they're all going...
Oh, and it gets all wrinkled.
Yeah, send it with a wrinkly knob. You've got to think about the logistics sometimes, people.
Anyways, so shout out to the Mormon people, man. They're getting around these rules.
Should get a Mormon on it.
So would you ever try soaking?
Maybe.
Do you want me to jump on the bed while you just rest your cock in a girl's vagina? Would you be okay with that? Would you be cool with that?
I don't know, actually. What am I doing? Just looking at you while you're jumping up and down?
Yeah, I don't really know, like, because... by the way, I seen a TikTok, right? And it's this girl who's gone to college, a Mormon girl gone to college. And because you know how in America, like, bunk beds are normal?
Yeah.
Like, you'd never get away with that in the UK.
Yeah, it's wild, yeah.
Right, but they have bunk beds over there. And so what she's asked her friend to do on the bottom bunk, right? So the Mormon girl is being soaked on the top bunk, right? And what they do is the girl at the bottom is like with her feet pushing the mattress from underneath up and down there to get the movement, right?
Oh shit.
How mental is that? And but the thing is, she's making mad noise. I'm thinking it can't be that pleasurable. First of all, obviously you're not hearing any cheeks getting clapped because there's no movement like that. Do you see what I'm saying? The movement is coming from the bed moving. So she's going, ah, and it's mad. It's like, it's not like normal sex noises. It's like a, it's like an animal.
You've seen this as a video.
Yeah, but the thing is, you only see it, you see in the POV from the girl pushing the bunk bed from underneath. So you don't actually, so that's why it's not violating any TikTok terms of service.
Yo. Sounds like some off the hub.
Bro, it does. It sounds not. Maybe there's the Mormon hub, the soaking hub.
I need to get on that. I mean, on watch that video.
Yeah, it's wild, bro. I couldn't believe it. I never knew what soaking was until I watched this. This is what I'm saying. TikTok might be the most educational place of the 21st
century. That was a great scientific talk. I feel like I've learned a lot.
Let us know. Oh, do we have any Mormon viewers? Can you give us more insight into soaking?
Do you reckon this podcast is legal to listen to some religions or in some countries?
No.
Listen to this podcast in China.
No, we're banned in a lot of very religious countries.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
We nearly had a Mormon on.
Who was that? According to BTS, Alex. Who was the Mormon? Oh, yes. There was an artist that was Mormon. We could have asked him about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever soaked a woman before, mate? Do you need me to jump on your bed to simulate the motion for you?
It was Drake.
You know, imagine Drake just made a tune about how he soaks women. And now it just becomes a trend.
It would pop off. I swear it would pop off.
Next thing you know, all girls are just talking about how they want to be soaked.
All girls are the same.
All girls are the same. I'm a lesbian.
What?
Why did we bring that up? Anyways.
Wait, that has lost me. I don't.
You don't know that bar.
I was just caught in a little juice well for you there, bro.
Girls are lesbian. Yeah, me too.
Was that from Drake?
Yeah, you don't know that bar.
No, I'm a little bit behind on my music these days, bro. I've been listening to too much wartime jazz with Harry over there.
Wartime jazz.
Yeah.
What was wartime jazz?
Yeah, it's just jazz when the war was on.
What is that? Is it quite sad or like what is it?
Well, you just know a little blues back in the day, a little jazz music, you know, the stuff that you would whack a vinyl on and listen to. Bit of the sports. We spoke about it when we first started the podcast up.
I think you're right, but that sort of music needs to be listened to on a vinyl.
100%. It's better quality as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'll still bust it on the computer sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that sort of music though. I know what you're talking about. That was the music you were playing when I walked in earlier and I was there like, yeah, this is slapping.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question, Chip.
Yeah, right. You can ask me that.
I want to ask you a question.
Yep.
When it comes to women.
Yep.
All right. Or you know, when it comes to a partner, maybe it's not women. Maybe you're interested in men.
Yeah.
Right. Would you? What do you value higher? Now, is it being good looking, or is it being intelligence? Now, notice how I didn't say personality, because personality is the obvious winner here. And I'm not like that's as an easy cop out. You can say, oh, I just want to know their personality. But
true.
I want to know genuinely, would you rate someone's intelligence or their looks?
Damn, that is a tough one.
And intelligence has no bearing on how funny they are.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Let me know, Chip. What are you saying? Seriously, because this is interesting. Because a lot of people will just assume, they'll just go, oh, you know, oh, but their personality. No, but that's not even in this question. We're just talking intelligence or looks. If you had to prioritize one of those.
I would probably prioritize. This is hard. This is a hard one. Okay. No matter what, they have a good personality, right?
Yeah, we're just assuming that they have a personality that you're attracted to in some capacity.
And now I have to choose between the looks and the intelligence. Okay.
So you in your ranking system, you've got personality up top. Yep. What's coming in second behind that?
Second place. Ooh. I'm probably going to say looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say looks.
I would agree with that.
Because, you know, I she could be as smart as, you know, the weather boy. But if she...
Wait, is the weather boy smart?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy? Drop that one on him.
Why have you killed that?
Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Nah. Anyways. All right, as smart as Albert Einstein.
Yeah, well, you ruined that one. Thanks, Chief. if she's super smart, but I look at her and I'm like, bro, you're kind of class. And I'm sure, I'm not saying that I am good looking. I'm sure she's looking at me thinking the same shit.
No, you're beautiful, Jim. Come on, don't count.
Thank
man.
You, but I'm sure she's thinking the same shit. But if I was not attracted to her, then it would be a problem.
Yeah.
Whereas if I was attracted to her and she has a really good personality, but she ain't that smart.
No, it's not shit. She's dumb as fuck.
then
bro, I'm talking like bottom, like you're fucking stupid.
Like what? She don't know anything, like nothing.
No, she does know some shit. But imagine like there's just nothing going on up there. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Like what? She's
like no GCSEs, no nothing.
that would be a problem because I feel like
that would be a problem. You're right.
Because I feel like that would affect her personality. Because if you're that stupid, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I've seen more stuff come out of a can of beans.
Oh, shit. Fucking hell, man.
Fuck. But that's a tough one, man. That's the question of a lifetime.
What are you going for? What are you going for? Final answer. What are you going for?
I don't know.
But the
now,
thing is, if you pick that she's smart, like I'm talking, she's the ugliest fucking cretin of all time. As well. Like, I'm talking.
You posed the question in a difficult way. she's a cretin.
Yeah, no, I'm talking like you're looking at that and you're going, I can't put like that. Like you can't get up for that.
Then I'm going for the looks.
It has to be the looks, innit?
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
What if she's so dumb that she like gets herself killed?
What the fuck are you talking?
Like she doesn't look when she crosses the road. And she's dead. She dies. And then I'm like, oh, I should have picked a fucking smarts.
Oh my god, Tim, what the fuck?
Oh shit, man.
Jesus Christ. That killed me off, man. That is killed me off. I think you're right, man. I would personally go with looks. I'll go. if you can't, sex is a big part of a relationship. So I think that.
Yeah,
I
if you can't that, bang her, then yeah, it's a rap scene.
Yeah. Fuck, man, that's unbelievable.
But what kind of job does she have if she's dumb?
No, bro.
She could be a model.
She's an influencer.
She's like us.
She's one of us.
She's posting the booty deals and all that.
Bro, and she's doing it for free. She's not even getting money. She's just doing this shit for free. Because she's just having a good time.
Oh,
fucking
shit.
Hell.
Oh, shit, man. That was too funny. I think we wrap it up there.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk. I feel like the more we talk about it, we're just going to get in hot water here.
Yeah, it's hot water.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Shit. I feel like I've described me on a tee at the moment.
Legit though.
Oh, wow.
Alright, let's talk about on the topics of being smart, right? We got to talk a little bit about you at school.
Yeah.
How did you do at school?
I did okay. I did nothing special. I got one B, mostly C's, got one A star.
What'd you get the A star in?
Drama.
Really? That doesn't surprise me though.
Like, and then I did theatre at college as well. Or drama. I can't remember if it was called drama. I think it was called theatre in college. Or I could be wrong.
So what? How do you get graded in drama?
You get graded on your performance, and you get graded on like a written thing as well. The written thing I didn't do that good on, but the performance.
The written thing
was actually tough. I remember it being tough.
But you still got a star.
Yeah, I don't know like how I even swindled that. Because
did you just send them
hard.
The tape of you in Waterloo Road Extra?
You do a performance in front of the whole school.
What was your performance? What did you?
We
have
did
to do?
Blood Brothers. Yeah, Blood Brothers. I think.
Oh,
and
okay.
we also did some on. Hillsborough.
Okay.
It was one
nice.
I can't remember which one it was of those, but you got graded on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty good to be fair.
That does sound it sounds like you you obviously did do well. You got an A star.
That was my first time ever going to London with my drama class from school to watch a West End show.
Oh.
What's it called? Woman in Black.
Was
there
it good?
You go. Yeah, it was good. Scary. But me and my mate were just trying to chirps up all the birds at the time.
Chip, I'll be honest, I'm fuming. I'm absolutely fuming.
Why is that?
My Manscaped lawnmower has been out of battery and I keep forgetting to charge it recently. And
you,
every
you
time
keep getting caught lacking,
every
bro.
Time I go to, you know, do a bit of manscaping, I realize it's out of battery. So can you please text me this evening to remind me
I'll
to put it on charge?
I'll text you. Mine's always charged. I don't get caught lacking like that.
Yeah, shout out to you, man. If you guys are wondering what the hell we're talking about the wonderful people over at Manscaped. Now, are you ready for an out of world experience, fellas? And well, nope, this is mainly for the fellas. I'll be perfectly honest with you. Look no further. No further. I almost started on that one. I don't know why. I guess I'm just very excited about this particular ad read. About the Performance Package 4.0 with Manscaped. It's just taken off, not only in the United States of America, but also Canada and the United Kingdom. Let's not forget, it's also across Europe, Australia, South Africa. And if you are listening from Singapore, which we, by the way, do have listeners in Singapore. We are an international podcast. Then you guys can get your hand on this. In this particular package, you get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your own.
Oh, you need a travel bag.
Oh my days, it said it here, it holds your whole solar system. Wow.
Ooh, I
imagine
like that.
Referring to your crotch.
I got two planets right here and an asteroid.
You're tapped. You need to get that looked at. No, but seriously, guys, the Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4000K LED spotlight you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise and shave throughout your travels across the universe. Wow, they're really taking us on a journey
today. They don't play.
Seriously, though, guys, abort your hairy balls and Buzz Lightyear that Woody.
Wow.
With Manscaped. Guys, if any of that does interest you, get 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/thefellas. That is 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/thefellas for a clean trinity and beyond. Your space balls will thank you.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, how old are you at this point?
I don't know, probably about 16, 15.
Yeah, and you're just, what? It chirps in like adult women.
No, there was
in your class, you mean?
No, just like other girls that were at the theatre or in London that were just our age.
Oh, I so you were not, just on the prowl.
I was just out and about.
I read that,
me and my boy Tom Lennon.
Shout out Tom Lennon. Is he still successful with the women? Or?
I don't know. I'm sure he's out there living his life.
You don't chat to him anymore?
Not really, but if I ever see him.
You say hello.
A little fist bump, hello. Kiss
how are you getting on with the women?
Yeah, I'll ask him. Probably got a missus, to be fair. He's my age.
Oh, yeah.
And we're old.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're young. We're youthful.
That's true.
Oh my God, I'm coming up to the end of my sober September. I'm so excited. This is the last podcast that I'll do sober. Let me tell you. Okay, I'll be meaning to go on a rant about this, actually. So I'll get stuck into it now.
Oh God, here we go. here we go, guys. Strapping.
Sober September.
Worst idea we ever had.
You know what? It wasn't. I'm glad I did it. But the reason why I'm glad I did it, right?
Yep.
I've been sober for, when this goes out, it will be 30 days of being sober.
Pretty impressive, to be fair.
Yeah, thank you. And I went through a lot of stuff, a lot of challenges in moments where I was very tempted by a drink. But let me tell you something, okay? People who say they have fun at parties and things like that without drinking.
Yeah.
They're just lying to your face.
You reckon?
I'm not joking to you. I'm not joking at all. You just don't have as much fun. I don't care what way you put it, right? And let me say something. People that do go to these parties and don't drink, they might have a good time. They might enjoy themselves. But you're not going to have as much fun as someone that's drinking. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah. Okay?
Because
I think I might be with you on that.
It's honestly just, it's cap. It's just cap.
And cappuccino.
Another thing that I wanted to say was what I was expecting throughout these 30 days was to feel better by the end of it. That's the one of the reasons. I wanted to say that, you know, my body feel, I've got more energy, or my skin is looking a lot better, or something like that. I wanted some sort of improvement there. But
anything?
Nothing, mate.
That would annoy me, because when I started it, I thought... I know I only made it 4 days, but I was thinking that at the end there would be like a level up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was expecting to feel more productive, more something.
Yeah, like you just there's completed.
Nothing. Mate, there's nothing. There's 30 days has been, I've learned a lesson. The main reason why I did it was because I wanted to prove to myself that I have the self-discipline to not drink.
Because
I've been in a lot of situations. I've been out for dinners with the boys. I've been to parties. I went to a festival with JJ. I didn't drink. But let me tell you, all of those times would have been better with a drink. They would have been better.
There is one lesson learned. Don't stop drinking.
No, do you know what it actually
taught
me?
And I'm not telling that to you lot. That's just for us. So whatever you do is what you do.
Yeah. You know what it made me realize, though? It made me realize that I don't need to drink to enjoy myself. That's fine. But I have a better time.
You need to drink
if I'm
more.
Waved.
Right? Is that what we've got from this?
No. That's the point that I'm saying. I can drink less, but I just choose my moments when to drink.
I got you. So drink less if you want to enjoy your life less. Drink more to enjoy it more.
Yeah, sure. We could go that way. Put it this way. I won't be sober on this podcast again. I've been itching to get fucking peppered for so long. And I'll be waiting until Thursday midnight. And I will be having a pint on midnight. I've already organized with Will and Harry.
Yeah.
We're going to go and we're gonna go to Spoons. And we're going to drink beers.
Yeah, I would be with you. But I'm going to Amsterdam.
I'm very jealous.
Do I have to do any tests?
You're the one fucking going, mate. I ain't got a clue.
God.
Whereabouts in Amsterdam are you going? Tell the people about your trip. What are you planning on doing?
I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm going there.
Yeah.
Friday.
Are you going to smoke?
No, I'm not. I'll do everything.
You're actually not. Seriously, because the people won't actually believe you. Why don't you like smoking?
I don't. It makes me paranoid.
Really?
But you best believe I'll be hitting up them Class A's.
Psych! That was guys. A good one, that Chip. Psych. You're always bantering, you are.
always joking and cracking around.
You
definitely
got you got them big time.
Nah, it's just a peaceful one. I want to go there, see the Christmas lights, all that kind of shit.
Bro, Amsterdam is one of my favorite places. At first, I thought it was just one of them like party places you go to. You do drugs that you're not allowed to do in the UK. Man. But when you go, no, I'm serious. But it's actually a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's really
nice. It's actually beautiful.
Like, I'm trying to hit up like the canals.
Yeah.
Get myself a little cycle.
The cycling there is really nice. It's flat as well, so you don't have to worry about hills.
Yeah, you go flat out.
It's really nice. Are you staying in an Airbnb, a hotel?
Hotel. I don't do Airbnbs, fella.
Why not?
Because there's no room service. This is the way it is. I like to get back to the hotel 1 a.m. I'm like, you know what? Let me just order a little pizza or something. Let me order Airbnb. I have to go out and get it myself.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I just like the luxury of it.
Have you ever walked down the red light district?
I have. I've seen all the ladies in the booths.
Yeah. But it's kind of it's a little bit. I don't know if I can actually say this, but it's kind of like a zoo.
It's true, but quite because nice you're a going, lot of them.
Oh, mate, no, wonderful, right? But the no, point
I mean,
that I'm talking,
I mean, conversation wise.
Do you have convos with them?
Yeah, you got to sit there and chat for a bit, don't you?
You got to sit there. Yeah. You're obviously not talking from experience. What was it, YouTube video you watched?
No, but I do know a Donnie that has used that those ladies.
Those ladies? Yeah. Okay. And what was their feedback on it?
We'd all gone back to the apartment or whatever. Yeah. We had an Airbnb at its time. And I think he just was like, you know what, boys, I'm going to go out, and it was really late, and he just got up 2 a.m. And he's just gone out to find
one and met a sex worker
from like those ones that stand in the glass, and he said like you go in small room with like a bed,
right?
And I don't know what else,
and then you just get to pork in.
Yeah,
can you not imagine
you're meant
to
shop around it? It's quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by a zoo, like in the sense that they're all by this glass window and they're all trying to entice you into their booth.
Yeah, it's very strange, right? and then it is a booth just behind that glass window, so you are if the people are having sex just one door away from the outside.
Really? That's weird. That's really weird.
That is very strange.
Yeah.
So if the curtain is closed, does that mean someone's getting popped?
Yes, I would imagine so.
Damn, that's outrageous.
You know someone's getting that work. Although, do you not think that it would be very, because you know that they're doing it for money, and obviously the quicker it's over, the more people they can, it's just how business works, right? The more people they can, the more customers they can get through, I suppose, or please.
How much do you reckon they get paid?
I don't know. What is it? I would imagine it's like 100 quid. No, maybe less.
Do they get the full thing?
I would imagine so. Maybe more. I don't know. But 100 quid, right? Is it like 8 customers a night? I think it would probably be more than that. And is there a time limit? I've got so many questions. Is it a time limit? Is it until completion? Because some people just take ages. That's and then insane. Other people, you might get lucky and there's a 30-second Donnie and he's finished. A lot of people actually lose their virginity to sex workers.
Oh, no, that's not a good idea.
Do you not think so? At first I thought that was the case, but I think sex workers will be, if you tell them, yo, this is my first time, I reckon they'll probably be quite good about it.
Yeah, do not think? Probably, but at the same time, you don't want to like be like, oh, I lost my virginity to...
Yeah, but yeah, so I wonder, I don't know anyone that's lost it to a sex worker, but...
Neither do I, but there are definitely people
that
have.
They're definitely out there. But yeah, that would be nuts to lose it to a sex worker. I don't know. It would be a little bit weird. But yeah, like I said, there's got to be ones out there that maybe specialize in that. The virginity takers.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what do you do for a living?
Spend
I take
a night
virginities.
With them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I wonder you pay big bags for that, though. Like a grand.
You'd have to pay more than what they would earn in a
for
night.
For the night.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
But no, in the red light,
it's an interesting world there.
It is an interesting world. It's a dark world though. I think there's a lot of bad, dodgy stuff going on that we just don't know about. So you know, you got the red light district. Mm-hmm. You know about the blue light district.
Talk to me.
Okay, so I once went on a trip with my football team, Rebel FC. Went on a trip to Amsterdam. Went to go and play Ajax, actually, one of their academy.
What
teams.
Like a brand deal thing?
No, we just flew everyone over, just went, played there, stayed there in a class. And one of my mates went to him, what are the odds on you going to one of these glass windows, right? And he was there like, I don't know. If I see one I like, I'll go. And yeah. So we're looking and we're like, okay, fair enough. That seems fairly reasonable. Walking down the red light.
Yep.
And then we move on to the other street and it's blue lights. And he's there, like walking. He stops, like, and he goes, and he sees. He's like, I quite like that one.
Yeah.
And we all go, all right, okay, fair enough, mate. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and
crack on.
Yeah, go ahead. We're gonna head down the road. So we'll see you later. Just drop me a text when it's all said and done. And he goes up to the window, and he goes, how much for one. Like one session.
We sound like such virgins right now.
One session. And they go, 150.
With the deep voice.
The blue lights.
Ah, I get
where it's actually Donnie's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blokes.
Blokes. So he declined. He said, that's not for me personally. But we then found out what the blue lights meant.
Damn.
So
could that makes a lot of sense, to be fair.
Yeah. So the blue light. So if you guys are ever in Amsterdam and you fancy blue light, now you know the difference between the
red
lights and the
blue lights. I've been to a sex show before.
A sex show?
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man.
What happens at a sex show?
This guy, they were shagging to Star Wars music. This guy had such a massive cock and it was like rhythmic, like everything was like fireworks, lights, everything. As he was doing like the final stroke, it was like a grand thing.
The final show. What? And can he not on command?
I don't know. I can't even remember. It was so long ago.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking years ago, like years and years. But it was crazy. The show was.
How long was the show?
Probably like, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes.
Quite a long. So what? And he's porking for 30 minutes.
I think it cost me like €50.
50
each.
It's not cheap.
It wasn't cheap, but it was funny as fuck.
Do you just go with a few of the boys?
Yeah, it was just with the boys. It was class.
And you just rock it. You didn't know what to expect. You get there.
No idea.
And it's Star Wars music. You probably already got a rock on from the Star Wars music.
I was loving it.
And they're just porking in front of you and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, but it's like, you can tell it's not like real porking. Even though they are porking, it's just like, it's like a show. So strange. I can't even describe it. It's like.
So it's a show. Are they doing anything like weird or like crazy?
I swear there was all kinds of weird shit going on. Can't remember from the top of my head. I just remember how crazy it was to watch two people just bang like that.
Really? Yeah, man. That would be
it's like porn in real life.
Well, yeah, but you're just paying £50 for it.
Yeah, and that I wasn't stroking off either.
And you're not just sitting there with your boys with like semis. And you're looking over like, Steve, are you vibing to this?
No way. The boys?
If you make eye contact with the boys, is it weird?
I don't know, actually. That's a great question. Shit, you're just looking and you're like, Anyone else rock hard? Nah, I don't think it was like that. We were all just like, fucking, whoa, this is mad. Maybe I'm probably going to go watch one again on Saturday.
Yeah, you should.
I want to go and see.
You got to let us know, but you got to do loads of crazy shit so we can talk about it on the pod, man. We're going to do a full debrief on your Amsterdam
100%.
Trip.
I'll be hitting up little Anne Frank thing.
Wait, what? Are you going to go see her gaff? Or what was her
gaff?
Yeah,
I'm going to go see her.
What else we got on our list of things that we wanted to talk about? Here's one. If you had a film made about your life so far, okay, let's say tomorrow you died, right? And then someone had to make a movie.
That would be so sad.
That would be so peep because we've got such a crazy announcement coming at the end of October that we could really do with you staying alive.
Crazy announcement. That's all I can say.
The biggest ever fellas announcement for sure.
Yes. So stay locked in. Stay locked in.
The fellas are clear.
Yeah.
But yeah, a film about your life.
Yep.
What are you calling the movie, first of all? And then who would you want to narrate it?
Oh. I'd like Seth Rogen to narrate it.
Yeah, I think Seth Rogen would be perfect for your movie.
Yeah, because I feel like it's just a bunch of stupid shit that has somehow resulted into it has semi-decent career.
Yeah, you stumbled into it.
But then he's died young. I was saying the other day, I think I could end up being an accidental billionaire.
Yeah, you know what? What do you think that would be?
Yeah. Oh, that's why it could be accidental something.
The title of the movie, you mean?
Yeah.
Accidental fraud. Accidental...
Yeah, well, I don't know. Learning nothing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because your life is like, you're all learning and growing up. But
yeah.
Not in this one, honey. What, you ain't learning shit.
At the end of your life, it doesn't matter what you learn. You're dead anyways.
That is good.
So you learn nothing.
That's so profound.
You learn nothing.
Nothing. Copyright. Fellas. So learning if anyone nothing. Uses that, we're taking royalties. So.
Learning nothing, narrated by Seth Rogen.
Feel that's a bit bro-y though, isn't it?
What? A bit bro-y?
Yeah, by going Seth Rogen.
I like it though, because he would be really good to commentate, because you remind me of like a sloth. Like, there's not much going on.
That is an insult. That is a really bad insult. I remind myself of a gazelle. Okay?
Really?
I'm unexpected.
Life.
I go through life very laid back, but I look good doing it.
Okay, I like that. I like that. The gazelle.
The gazelle. And I get eaten up by the lions.
Right at the end, the alligator just yams you up.
Yeah, I say some mad shit and then boom, I'm dead.
You'd be gone. And then who would you have direct it? So you've got Seth Rogen narrating it. Ooh, well, you're the director really, though.
You're the director of your own life.
It's your movie.
Yeah, but man, every decision that you make, is that free will or is that predetermined? Predetermined, man.
Wow, fuck, bro. We're getting into some mad shit. I wish I had a beverage. We could get into
What if, like, just every time you make a big decision, you know, in one reality, that decision gets made. In the other reality, you leave it.
Yeah, you don't.
And then it's just so many different realities that have happened.
So many different routes and all the different outcomes that would have been possible.
Yeah.
Billions.
Like every time you have a near-death experience, in one reality you die, and in the one that you're in right now, you've managed to keep going. Damn, shy. And what if you die in this reality, but in the other reality you just keep going?
Do you reckon that your body then just moves into the other reality?
Just without a glimpse, nothing, nothing noticed.
Holy
imagine that.
Shit, Chip. That's so actually like, blowing my top off.
Yeah. It's not the worst idea, is it?
Wow, so like, it automatically moves you to the reality where you're alive.
Yeah, well, you're still alive.
But in your reality,
died. Your consciousness just switches over. Everything's going as normal. And in the new reality, your death just becomes a near-death experience.
Yeah.
So maybe you stepped out in front of a bus. New reality, someone pulls you back. And the one you were just in, kaput.
So let's say someone dies of cancer, right? And then, but the moment they die, right, their conscience instantly swaps to the other reality where they're still alive and they beat the cancer.
Could be a thing, man.
And everything just keeps on going as if you'd beat it.
I feel like
you've just died of cancer.
Yeah.
So to me, you're dead, but I'm in this reality. You've now moved into another reality where I'm still alive in your reality, but... bro.
There's a screenplay in this, by the way. Copyright.
Wow. Trademark. That's actually sick, you know.
Yeah.
That is one of the maddest shit I've ever thought about. I wonder if the people listening to the audio right now...
Are people going to think that we're complete morons? Or,
no,
I think
no.
This is quite satisfying.
No, but I wonder if they understand what we're saying. I hope that they do get
what
we mean.
I think they will. I think we explained that fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Do we ever explain anything right?
No, we don't. I feel like we just sort of get it.
We're just right. We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
like,
because we're in the same reality chip. That's why.
Yeah. Our realities are intertwined. Bro, you're going to know me when I'm 80. Like, that's crazy. You'll always know me. Yeah, you'll know me. Like, that's crazy. Like, those people.
What we're
going to
be like at 80.
Damn, we're going to be old. Like, do you reckon we're going to... I want a nice whiskey set.
Yeah,
I hope I drink whiskey straight by that time. I want to be like a movie character.
Oh, no, 100, definitely. Yeah. I like whiskey on the rocks already. You like whiskey on the rocks?
It's not awful, but I've definitely not acquired it fully yet.
It's kind of like a lot of people listening will say they don't like beer and they don't like wine. Slowly. Keep drinking it, even if you don't really like it, because then all of a sudden just it clicks and you're there like, I actually love this.
Yeah, I only just started liking wine in the last like year or two, but now it's a great drink. It's a great option to have on a night.
Yes.
You want some beers? No. You want a wine with your meal.
Less calories, not as much of a belly.
Does stain your teeth though. Get wine lips
red
too.
Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's facts.
Get a little white wine and lemon.
What's one thing that you we both,
yo,
hit,
dog,
that.
Come
we
on,
both
man.
Hit that.
Sorry to all the ladies listening out there.
Yeah, you lot. Sorry, it just is what it is.
And the boys. Nah,
maybe
the boys.
Imagine your fetish was being burped on.
I bet it exists.
I bet someone just listened to this podcast and they went to him, yo, listen to, you know, like 45 minutes into the fellas podcast and they burp on you.
I reckon if you were low on money, you could go on a website and start selling the service
unusual.
Of shitting people, unusual services. Like you can just become someone that goes and shits on people.
Yeah. Well, that's what influencers that get flown out to Dubai do.
Is that true?
Well, it's like the meme.
I feel like I've heard that before.
It's like a meme that if a girl, right, has the little aeroplane thing in her bio and it says London and Dubai, let me tell you, yeah, she's shitting on someone's chest. She's getting pissed on or pissing on someone.
Because
that's the meme, is that all these girls are going out there and they're living like this high life. Some guy's just paying them out there, but they're getting made to do like the freakiest shit.
Whoa, but they're getting paid bread and
again. But they're not necessarily that they're getting paid bread, but that's just what their sugar daddy requests them to do. So they get flown out to Dubai to do it.
Get all this new stuff.
Oh, they've got the new latest handbag, stuff like that. So not direct peas.
Would you do that life if you were a girl?
No. I don't think, bro, you can make your own sick life as a girl now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
I agree that previously it's tough. Like, it was tough. There was definitely, like, an imbalance. But now with social media, everything, you can make your own bags.
I wonder if we can be sugar boys. Does that make sense?
That exists, like, but it's hard. Like, you got to be, like, pegs.
Like,
so I'm fucked.
Like, we need some... Yeah, maybe a bloke will do it for us.
Wait, what? You would want to be a sugar boy to a Donny?
No, but I'm saying that I feel like that's more likely situation than a woman, right?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of like rich divorced women taking the peas from the divorce and now they're just looking for a toy boy to fill that gap.
Damn.
There's
defo a market there.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
We should create a website where we connect people like that.
What, like toy boys to...
And we'll call it Boys Toys.
Come on, you're too creative.
Trademark. Chip. Can't let these fuckers be having our shit, man.
One thing, guys, that we should actually have up and running by the time this is out is we will hopefully have a subreddit that you guys can go and check out.
Oh, yes.
100%. And then also a Discord for you guys to join.
Yeah.
So
I want to see memes on there, man.
Bro, please send us memes. We want to do like reactions to them and stuff like that and just stuff we can bring up on the podcast because we think it's absolutely hilarious. And you guys are always DMing us this stuff, but we feel like you guys need the public's credit. So I think Reddit and the Discord will be a good place for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a little Reddit, actually. I'm excited for that. I want to just see memes, shit memes.
Yeah.
Save them, download them, send them to my mates.
Exactly.
That's the kind of life
that sort of stuff's so funny. So we'll definitely check that out. Please go ahead and do that. That would be really fun and really enjoyable for us. Right, back to the topic of fetish stuff. Yeah. Unusual fetishes.
Yep. Like what? What's a really unusual fetish that's quite
soaking.
Common? Soaking.
Soaking is a weird one.
What else is there?
Have you seen the ones where a guy? There was a video going around of a girl walking a guy around a shopping center
as a dog.
Or a cat. Yeah, whatever the hell. They got a collar on him and a lead, and he's just walking around like that. And then he gets up to pay for everything that she wants. And she gets paid to do that for the day. She gets paid something ridiculous, like $1,000 for the day to walk him around like that. And then also she's getting bought whatever she wants in the shopping store. Sounds like a YouTube video, mate. I was a cat. I was a cut cat for an entire day.
24 hours.
For 24 hours.
Gone wrong. Gone sexual.
Super gone sexual.
Whoa. Why though? Why? Is he getting horny from that?
Satisfied
in some way?
I think it's like, what's the word when you get like, when they treat you like shit? No, when they treat you like shit.
Degraded. Yeah.
It's a degrading fetish.
We should get a furry on her.
A furry. Oh my
That's
God.
That's where it's just they are pretending to be animals.
Yeah. Yeah. They like to be animals. But they like to, like, even like cartoon animals and shit like that. And they fetishize them. So like, they're like a big furry fucking Monsters, Inc. looking thing.
Ooh,
and they just get imported that
great
way.
Great movie.
It's like a butt plug with a big tail on it. You seen those things?
No. Now you're
sorry, that
into,
might actually be something else.
You're wandering into a different
that.
Territory there, my friend.
That.
A butt plug with a tail?
You're not seeing those?
No.
Nah,
sounds
neither.
Like you've
nah,
seen
me
it.
No, me neither. I was just saying that, like, obviously that would be the case. Like, so anyways. Like,
sounds like a business idea.
FPL's going well. A business idea. What, you guys want fellas furries?
Toys? Fellas plushies? Is that what you're thinking? Because I'm
fellas
not...
sex toys. Why don't we do a range of sex toys? Could you imagine Chip's head on the top of like a dildo or like...
Yeah. Or maybe we do our own dick molds.
I was going to say, bro, you seen those. You know how porn stars, they got their own fleshlight.
Yeah.
You can get like Lana Rhodes' vagina.
Yeah, I've seen that somewhere online.
You seen that though?
Yeah.
What
online?
Bro, could you imagine mine? You've got like this hook to the left. Where's yours hooking?
Hooking to the left, 100% left.
But that's the problem. We got no variation in the cock. You know, we got the hook lefts.
We probably got very similar cocks.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, probably.
One of our boys, I won't name him. He showed me a picture of his knob and I said, bro, I swear to God, we have the same knob.
Really?
Yeah, I looked at it and I was there like, you got that hook to the left as well.
I love a little hook to the left though.
I feel like it accesses angles that you previously didn't have access to.
Yeah, it's true. And it just, you know, it reminds me that he's living his own life and he's got character.
Yeah, that's the thing. Could you imagine just having something like straight and narrow? That sounds boring, bro.
I always rate those ones that hook up.
Bro, I heard those slap.
I heard those are the best.
Yeah, if you find a guy with the hook up, hold on to my man.
Because the scooper.
The scooper. The scratcher. You know what I'm saying? The scratcher. You can fucking hang a coat off him. Anyways, if you find my man, give him a big hug and put a ring on him and say, this is for life.
You ever tried a cock ring? What does a cock ring feel like?
I've never
I always
tried a cock
see
ring.
Them in Asda.
When you went shopping with your nan, you'd just bring you down the cock ring aisle.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing down here?
What are we doing here, nan? Shut your fucking mouth.
Put it in the basket. Man, I've never used a cock ring. Aren't they supposed to just like make you harder?
I don't know.
I know there's vibrating ones that add a bit of sensation.
Might try one out.
Please do. Let me know.
Try one out and just wank.
I don't think no, but that's not like the benefit. The benefit is also for the chick. I think. I'm not too sure.
You're just not thinking outside of the box.
No, I'm thinking inside of the ring. Jeez.
You drop that knowledge on me. Drop a little bit of game on me.
Drop a bit of game.
Loose game. Here's one for you. HS Tiki Toki calling out Joel Weller for a fight on TikTok.
Is that what that was? I didn't see that.
Yeah. Joel Weller must have said something about him being a good looking lad in his podcast, because in the TikTok he says, he called me good looking and all that, but it doesn't mean I won't knock him out.
Yeah, I saw that, but did Joel Weller say he wanted to fight him?
No,
I
think HS Tiki Toki is just trying to seize the opportunity.
Up. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Trying to get the bag.
Because he said he'll
scrap him for 200K. I would love to see that.
I reckon he scraps him for less than 200K.
You reckon?
Yeah. I don't think Joe would. But, I don't think Joe
like,
Weller would.
I feel like he wouldn't get... Would he get maybe 100K. Maybe he'd do it for 100K.
He would do it for 100K, mate.
He wouldn't get anything less than that. That'd be a spectacle, yeah. That.
It, mate, it would be class. It would break the internet.
HS Tiki Tucky versus Joe Weller.
Who's your money on?
Shit. Oh, that's a tough one. Right, so HS Tiki Tucky, I feel like he's got the weight, the mass, the height.
He's tall.
Looks tall. That's why he's like 6'2".
Yeah.
Whereas our good friend Joe is probably about 5'9".
Something like that, yeah.
Don't know what he says he is.
I don't know what weight he is, but he gets this in shape. They both get in shape. They both look cracking. Yeah, unbelievable.
This is
going to
be a struggle. That one, I'm not sure. I'm back in. Joel's got the experience.
Yes,
but is the strength and size of HS Tiki Tucky too much?
Well, that's the thing though. Is people don't realize how much experience counts for.
Yep.
Because you look at Gibbon Taylor. Right, Taylor said that the whole experience, the whole event got to him. Whether how much you believe that, okay, whatever. But the whole point is that it plays a big thing on your mind. You know?
And Joe's already walked out from.
He's
all
already
their
done
fans.
It. He's been through it.
But we have seen that HS Tiki Tucky has different levels of confidence.
He does. Yeah, that's very
so
true.
So will that actually play into his hands? Even though he is not world title in front of the crowd, maybe he'll thrive under it.
Yes.
You've seen this man will do what this man will do in front of a live.
He's got no fear.
No
really.
Fear.
No fear. So it would be. I reckon that'll be
a scrap for the ages. We are here. We're here to promote that.
Well, the fellas promotions.
The fellas promotions. We'll put that on if you want.
We won't be putting the prize money up, but we'll talk about it on a podcast you guys.
Yeah, we'll bring you a couple of brand deals.
We'll build you a set for the fire.
Yeah. Whoa. There goes the mic.
Let me just make sure that's still fully plugged in. Otherwise,
is that going, Alex? Is that mic still on?
I just got a bit excited at the idea of the fight. That was
I'm excited for that. That'll be a banger. Get that on the undercard of Gibbs' fight.
Yeah, okay, we're all good, we're good. That would be a cool fight. But I don't know if there's going to be a UK boxing event again. It's all died down, really. The only time I ever see it...
See Brad Batch is having a scrap.
Yeah, out in...
In Dubai, I think. I'm not sure who's fighting.
Yeah, I don't... No, he's showing the guy. I don't know the guy that he's fighting, though.
No. I guess the next scrap will just be another scrap in America, then, YouTube one. I'm assuming Gibb will fight again.
I hope so.
Because he's not going to just
stop
there, is he?
Who do you reckon he fights next?
Don't know. Feel like he might maybe Taylor Holder again. Feel like maybe...
Rematch?
I'm not sure. Like, who else? There's no beef at the moment with anyone else, is there?
No, he doesn't have... I know him and Jay Swingler sort of go back and forth about it.
Don't know. I think I prefer to see Taylor Holder too. Because I feel like there's actual beef there. Whereas the Jay Swingler one, I feel like... These guys, you know, I feel like Ali and Jay are friends anyway.
I don't think they're friends, but they definitely don't dislike each other.
I'm sure they don't.
Nah, I think there's a level of respect.
Yeah,
anytime they've met,
I feel like they've gotten on well. It was just a scrap they had because they're similar weights. You know, both popular creators.
I'd rather
Taylor Holder too. I think Taylor Holder will be a bit better next time. It'll be a proper good scrap.
The whole point is that Taylor Holder keeps blaming it being the whole event got to him and that it wouldn't happen again.
Do you think he'd do better the second time round?
Yeah, I think he would do better, but I still think Gibb wins comfortably.
I still think Gibb will win, 100%.
Taylor blaming the entire thing on nerves just doesn't make any sense.
I think he maybe he'll throw more punches.
Yeah, but it doesn't end in one way, and that's with Gibb's hand being raised at the end. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully. You never know with those fucking bribes. Yeah. Judges, weirdos.
That is one problem, actually. Like when these fights where like someone like Taylor Holder, it makes them make money by giving him the win or the draw. Or letting his undefeated streak continue.
They defo wanted Taylor Holder to win that because
100%.
It meant that they would potentially have another like prize
little star like Jake Paul. Yeah, he's
their
got
own
the
mini
look,
Jake Paul.
You know, white kid, good looking. You know, popular in America. Looks like he actually has the talent. Yeah. It was like looking like
this
could be the next kid.
Gibb shut that down real quick. Said, this ain't going anywhere for you.
The backlash was so big online that they had to come back and say, sorry, no, you actually did win.
It was such a bad look, wasn't it, for everything. I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Anyway, I'm glad that the boxes died down a bit because the events are actually they're very tense, especially the build-up. It's one of your boys, you're just like, this is fucking
long.
You know, I'm sure it's worse than a boxer, but it gives... I had to get proper licks before the event so I can just keep my cool. Yeah.
Every event. I legitimately cannot hack it. It's tough, man.
Good parties afterwards though and stuff.
When they win.
Yeah, when they win.
When they win. But it's tough. I don't like it for all the JJ ones as well.
Yep, same thing.
It's an intense process. I know it sounds so stupid because you guys are there like, mate, you're literally just rocking up watching your mate make a load of money and going home. But mate, at the same time, it's like your friends getting into business. I saw a boxer got punched in the back of the head mid-fight.
Seen this, right? Carry on though.
And he's so they show a clip of him beforehand, good lad, yeah, blah blah blah. Mid-fight, he gets punched in the back of the head. I'm sure the boxer didn't mean anything malicious by it, but he punches him in the back of the head and it's a big punch. And now the guy's like severely... Yeah, paralyzed.
I've seen it. He's bad state.
Can't walk. Yeah,
can't walk. Looks like he doesn't.
Yeah, it's just, not great.
He's not in a good place.
No, yeah, exactly.
Ruined his
and
life.
And that's what I mean. Your friend is stepping into a place where that can happen. Yeah. It's always a possibility. Yeah. The chances are slim.
Severe brain damage.
And it's just grim to watch it. That's why I always
say...
That's
a risk you take when you...
You got to rate people that step in the ring. But that's why all this stuff is actually quite dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, 100%. Because it's not... Like, you've seen the windmills some of the fighters throw. Like, it happens. Some of the wayward punches they do because the technique isn't, you know, sharp or all that kind of stuff. And, you know, all it takes is one split decision for you to throw a little wayward punch and it hits the guy in the back of the head and you have a similar situation to what you just spoke about.
It's grim.
Dangerous stuff.
Exactly. I went to the AJ and Usyk fight.
Yep.
Is that how you say it? Usyk?
Yep, I think so. Stinker or what?
I tell you what was really weird about it. So it was in the Tottenham Stadium. Beautiful stadium. I think it might be the best stadium in the Prem.
Really? I don't think I've been to the new one.
Yeah, it's a really nice stadium. Great for boxing as well, at least from a spectator's point of view. It rocked up, went with Will, and we saw it. And it was... I tell you what was weird is the atmosphere wasn't actually... Now, I can't tell whether this was because I was sober. Remember, I was sober. Maybe if I was waved, I would have been there like, yeah, this is lively. Obviously, Sweet Caroline comes on everyone's belting that out. That's the national anthem, really. But it just didn't feel like it was... It felt like everyone was waiting for Joshua to lose. It's Stitch Fix. Chip, I'll be honest, we actually need to get Stitch Fix to get our merch on their site, because I'm telling you, this is drip is outrageous.
Yep.
We're not drowning, we're dripping.
No.
Okay?
We don't drown. Oh, we're drowning drip.
Yeah, we drown and drip. If you guys want to drown and drip, then Stitch Fix might be the one for you. If you guys are curious as to what Stitch Fix is, it's an online personal styling company that helps getting the clothes you love effortless. It's a completely different way to shop that's all about you every time. So what you do, guys, is you pay a £10 styling fee for each fix, which is credited towards anything you keep. So you pay the tenner, and then if you end up copping the whole fix, that tenner goes towards your clothes anyways, which is absolutely fine. Yeah. Stitch Fix does the hard work for you, making great style effortless for men and women. Guys, this is for both of you. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when you come up to us in the street, you say, yo, I'm a big fan of the fellas. The drip ain't really hitting.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying, Chip? And we mean that in the kindest way possible.
In the kindest way.
We truly do. So, guys, if Stitch Fix is something that you guys are interested in, then you can go ahead and check out stitchfix.co.uk/fellas to set up your profile, and they'll deliver great looks personalized just for you in your colors, styles, and budget. Okay, and that way, if you go ahead, you'll actually keep 20% off when you keep everything in your fix, which is amazing. That's stitchfix.co.uk/fellas for 20% off when you keep everything in your fix. You like that, Chip?
I love that. You caught my attention, and now you have my curiosity.
It was weird because, yeah, I don't know. I felt... The event just felt weird. I don't know what it was. Obviously, he didn't get the result.
Yeah.
Fair play to Usyk. He was phenomenal. Did you watch the fight?
I haven't watched it. I don't know. I was out in the streets of Shoreditch.
Yeah.
Getting leathered.
Getting peppered.
Yeah.
Well, I did watch it.
Yeah.
And Usyk was really boxed really well because he is quite the size difference. But he was just a really good boxer. And AJ, he just seemed a little bit off it. He just wasn't at his best. But we've seen it with the Ruiz fight. He lost that one. rematch came, he has the, he has the same rematch clause, and then he and then he's changed his
so
game
plan.
So
he is taking that clause up.
He is gonna
do the rematch. He has to, really, doesn't he?
I think he needs to change his game plan again, though. Instead of like this reserve thing, he wasn't throwing as many punches. I preferred watching it when he was just banging.
Yeah,
like, and I'm talking
when
about
he had just, that aggression, you know,
just raw power, and he just and that's how he got to where he was. But at the end of the day, I'm not a boxing expert, so I don't really want to go down that route.
Same.
But I really, I'll be looking forward to the rematch and. I hope fucking AJ beats him, man. Because we got to keep this. You know, British boxing is in a good place. I want that AJ Fury fight.
Uh-huh.
I want it.
Yeah,
and
that was the one problem. Like it slows that down
a little bit. Maybe if they could get the rematch going quickly.
Will they though?
I don't know. I have no idea how long these things take. So I
feel like it'll be some time.
Yeah, but we've got the Wilder and Fury rematch.
Yeah,
three. Ugh. Fucking hell. That's
Taz Fury just gonna batter him again. I 100% am pretty certain on that.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Like the first time that he had that Wilder fight, he was just coming back into boxing. He'd had one or two fights before that were nothing difficult.
Right.
Getting warmed back up, getting the whole back into it after his big, you know, break.
Yeah.
Came back. He did dominate and should have won, but he did get knocked down the one time. Second time, he just battered him. So what's the third time gonna be? Is Wilder gonna have somehow developed unbelievable skill to match Tyson Fury in that time?
Yeah,
it's not
know.
Happened.
But that's the thing with Wilder.
He's got
the one hit wonder.
But he did the one hit.
Yeah,
and he did it.
Just though, man.
But he did it even in final rounds. Yeah. Fury must have been knackered.
Yeah,
still got up. I don't know. I feel like he won't hit him much.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to. That's the world of boxing right now. But let's chat a little bit about when you were a wee-in.
A wee kid.
How strict were your parents?
How strict were my parents?
Strict.
Pretty strict.
Really? Do you have a strict family?
No, not really, but my mum was a bit strict. So
sometimes
she wouldn't let me stay out over my friends or something. She didn't know the area.
Oh, is that what it was? If she didn't know the area or
didn't
know
or
the people.
She just didn't like me staying out sometimes, you know, all that kind of stuff. She's like, God, come on. I'll be like, come on, baby girl. I won't be saying baby girl, but you get the vibe.
Yeah. My mum was chill. My dad was Big Pete. He's terrified me. But my mum was kind of similar. Yeah, that's fine. But you back by 9, back by 10.
Yeah.
Like I had to be back by certain times.
Yeah.
And if not, then I had to communicate it to them. If I wasn't back and I didn't tell them, it was Cartini's. Yeah, it was a big rap. But what type of parent do you reckon you'll be? You're going to be a strict one?
Not too strict, but you say that and then you get to parenting and then you're probably strict.
I think you would be strict when you have your own kid.
When you've got your own child and, you know, you need to make sure that the kid is home. I can't have you out banging class A's at 10.
No, not like 10 years old or 10 p.m.
10, both.
Yeah, man. I agree with you.
Go have that ween home.
That ween home? That took me a second. It sounded like you're Irish for a minute there.
Ween.
I think I would be quite strict. I always said like, oh, you shouldn't be strict with your kids, blah 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 blah. Nah, especially nowadays with the age of TikTok, would you keep an eye on what your kids do in social media?
Oh, I feel really bad for spying, but man, I've seen some of the shit these little moron kids post on TikTok, and I can't have them. You know, I can't have that happening. No, I'd have to be watching. What if like he's throwing it back?
Yeah, throwing it back on the TikTok. She's throwing it back and you're like mad young. Like you can't be doing that shit.
I can't have that.
It's true. I would in quote unquote, I would spy on my kids' social media for sure.
There's a way to go about it, handling it. I'm not sure what that way is. I'll probably figure it out by a book or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no way, man. I'm keeping an eye on the TikTok.
A little, like wiki page.
It's the crazy shit that I've seen on TikTok that has
made me realize
this generation's.
And you just gotta think back to when you were a kid as well. You always have some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, but the thing was, back when we were kids, you could get up to the crazy shit, but it wasn't gonna be broadcasted to the whole world.
That's the problem now.
Nowadays,
it can ruin your kid's life.
Yeah,
you know, the shit that can go on online.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. I'm definitely gonna keep an eye on my kid. My kid ain't throwing it back on TikTok at all. No way. You want to do dancing? That's okay. I'll take you to dance class and you can do that. And then you can show your dancing moves that you learned in class on TikTok. If that's like, the way you want to go down, that's fine. But if you start throwing in a little fucking throwing it back maneuver, guess what? That TikTok account mysteriously is gone. You got hacked. I'm sorry.
You can throw it back like once or twice, but
no, Chip, you don't get tokens. here's your one throw it back token. You can use this.
I just think it's got to be in a respectable manner.
What a respect, a classy throw it back.
Yeah, like there's too much angle on it.
There's too much.
Then it's a no-go.
Bringing out the protractor on
you.
You gotta
know your limits. Gotta know your limits.
Yeah, I agree.
You ever seen like the videos where people are just having sex on the street, right? Always see that. Like every now and then, once a year, you'll see a video online Twitter of someone catching some people just shagging
after
on
a night out.
Shagging on top of a car. After
yes.
A Why do they do that? How do they do that?
They're blind drunk.
They'll be like all the... Is that what it is?
Yeah, they'll be absolutely peppered.
What about people just getting fingered on a train and shit?
I know, that's
tapped. Every now and then you will see a vid like that and you're just sat there like, bro, you are just sat there on the train, you know, your phone's plugged in behind you and you're just going at it.
Just fingering. Public fingering.
Yeah, that shit is wild.
Imagine you're scrolling TikTok and your daughter comes up, she's getting a public fingering.
Damn.
Bro, that...
I saw a video once of a guy getting his dick sucked in a club.
A guy getting his dick sucked in a club. If that's your son, what's your genuine response?
I don't know.
Because we've spoken about double standards here before.
You got to say that ain't cool, dog.
No, because I actually don't think... Like, people be like, oh, yeah, go on, lad. But I actually think like that public shit is disgusting.
It is grim.
It is disgusting.
Degrading.
It's just weird.
Bad on the family name.
It is. You're bringing... Yeah, we're a classy family.
Yeah.
I've worked hard to get cheddar and cheese for this family, and there's no way my son or daughter should be getting involved in oral part.
I'd be sending them to boarding school after that.
No, because I think the crazy shit happens at boarding school.
Do a little calyx on them.
Calyx, send them over there.
Yeah. Nah, calyx went to boarding school, didn't he?
Yeah, I did. Probably. I went to boarding school for a bit.
Did you?
1 year. Yeah, it was shit.
Oh, I remember you telling me, actually.
I didn't like it. I like coming home every day, chilling, dinner's made.
Yeah. You don't want to be eating no pot noodles your whole life.
The canteen? Oof.
Dolphin Diner. That was
Dolphin Diner. What's that?
You don't know about Dolphin Diner?
What's Dolphin Diner?
Just a little place, innit? It was just primary school. That's what the diner was called. Dolphin Diner. You used to get turkey twizzles and shit. And then Jamie Oliver.
Bastard.
Knobhead. I'm sorry. You come on a pod if you still want. But he did ruin school dinners.
He did.
He
got rid of like all the chips and stuff.
Jamie Oliver is minted, by the way. I didn't realize until maybe like last year when I Googled it and saw how much money he is actually worth. And it's a lot of money. Can I get fact checked? Net worth check on Jamie Oliver, Alex.
Top five top 10 chefs. I think Jamie Oliver might be at the top, you know.
He's got a lot. I'm sure it's him.
He's got more than Gordon Ramsay, you know.
Here we go.
Marco Pierre White at fourth.
Levi Roots
at fifth. To those of you that don't know, I swear that's the guy that went on Dragon's Den and had his sauce. What was the name of his sauce again? Reggae sauce. And then he did a deal with one of the dragons, I think.
It has to be. Did you say 50 mil for second place? Because I just Googled Jamie Oliver net worth and it says his estimated net worth is £240 million.
That doesn't surprise me at all. That's probably bang on.
Yeah, like that is crazy money.
That is nuts, man. This is what I'm saying. This guy made bags from ruining school munch.
Have you ever watched the film Molly's Game?
Yes.
I haven't watched it, but so the main character, it's all based on a true story, right? Where she hosts like illegal poker games
underground
for celebs. The main character is meant to be Tobey Maguire. That's who the main character is. It's Tobey Maguire in real life. He used to go there. Offered to pay a 10 grand to bark like a seal. Didn't he?
Yo, wait. Pull up, bro. Yeah. You just skipped so many steps.
I was reading about it last night. So this film called Molly's Game is about... You've seen the film.
Yes.
I haven't.
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's about a girl that runs underground poker games and that's illegal.
She
you have to be registered.
She was an ex-Olympian, right? Called Molly Summer?
Yes. Yeah. And she would run these underground games for... high profile people.
Yeah, for celebs, whatever. Yeah,
cool.
And in the movie, there's like this one main player, right? Player X or something.
Sure.
And it's all based on a book. And he would like bring in all his high profile celebs into the game, all this kind of stuff. And it was meant to be Tobey Maguire, you know, the original Spider-Man.
Really?
He's some just Donny poker player.
And what did he do? $1,000?
He offered her a 10K chip, but she had to bark like a seal.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently he kicked off as well because she was getting too much money from tips and he wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, no, there is. No, that's in the movie.
Is that in the movie? Yeah. So, but yeah, apparently that player X is Tobey Maguire. There was so much speculation around who it would be. Was it Leonardo DiCaprio? Who was it?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy.
That is nuts. That's how underground Spider-Man. Poker games would bang.
Yeah.
That would be sick. I've been meaning to do, actually. Well, I've done poker games on my YouTube channel. That was fun.
I don't know how to play poker at all, and I need to.
Yeah, we do need to learn. Yeah. We're gonna go traveling and
might play involve a some poker, bit, yeah. So I need poker. To... I actually don't know how to play. I'm going to have to...
Yeah, brush up on that.
Yeah. Where do I learn? Where's the best place to learn?
I mean, I'm not gonna plug anywhere for you, Chip, but you can find on Google, all right?
Yeah. Like, would you say I learn online or do I go somewhere?
I'll go online. I'll come with you if you want to go somewhere.
We should get someone in. You want to go? That we should pay someone to teach us. So when we get go and do play it, we're a little bit seasoned.
It takes a while to get good, though. You know?
I know. I can imagine. Well, yeah. You know what people kept saying to me is because we know nothing, we might have a good chance.
We're unpredictable.
Yeah.
That people don't know how we're going
to
play.
Yeah. I'm going to rock up to that table, shades on. I'm going to think everyone, like, yeah, look at me. I know how to play. Probably is.
Cap.
Yeah. I'll be going all in on the first better.
Fly back home afterwards.
Yeah. Well, if it means I can leave the table.
It's true.
And get on the beds then.
All right. I got one for you. Okay. I saw this got sent into the fella's Instagram, and I don't know whether it's actually been sent to us yet. I haven't popped open the phone. But I saw this, and I've just remembered that someone sent in this dilemma, and I wanted to ask you about it, okay?
Okay.
So this guy, he goes to a party, and his mate's sister was all over him. And she asks him to take her, like, walk her back home.
Yeah.
So he walks her back home. She then invites him in and they end up porking. It's a mate's sister.
Okay.
Right? So they end up porking. And then now he said to her, are you going to tell your brother? And she said, oh, I don't mind. You can tell him if you want to. Are you telling your mate that you've porked their sister?
Wow. That is such a problem.
That's a thicky one.
Is it like a really good mate?
I would say it's a friend in your friendship group. Put it that way. You got a 10 man friendship group and he's one of them. What are you doing? Are you saying anything?
You gotta tell him, surely. But you just gotta firm the L that's about to come. You might get a little slap, little spark to the face.
You get banged.
Hopefully he'll end up eventually coming around and if you apologize and say, look.
What would you do if someone poured to your sister?
Shit, man. I don't know. That would be crazy because my sister's quite young.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let me say in 10 years' time.
In 10 years' time, there's not much I could do at that point. She's like, she's going to be like, 26?
Yeah.
Can't start making it, you know? It's not my decision.
No, I know.
I would be upset with my friend, though. Well, I'd be like, look, if you loved her, it is what it is, bro.
But if it's just a one-time porcini.
Then I would question her first and then see what he said. It's a difficult one.
It is a difficult one. I would be pissed at the sister first, because the sister's the one that is
should know.
What the fuck are you doing?
Should know as well. Like, you don't get
it's bro code as well.
They both should know. So it's
maybe get rid of them both.
Yeah, burn them both.
Burn them alive. Burn them at the stake. Yeah. Anyway, that question got sent in, and I was thinking that is nuts. That is crazy. So, anyways, yeah, don't go porking your mate's sisters, guys. It gets sticky, man. It's not worth it for a pork. Like, you can get a pork anywhere. Why you got a pork so close to home?
Amen, you know what I mean? Baby.
You're porking in your workplace. Don't do it.
Just get out and pork.
Get out and pork.
Yeah. Get out and about. Go dogging.
Get on a... have you seen these hotels that are all about swinging? You know about swinging? Yeah. So couples go to the hotel and then you like another couple and you end up having like a bit of a thing together. You go swinging and there's these hotels which are dedicated to swinging. They're called swinging hotels. And so you go there and by the pool, people are just getting noshed off by another couple. Like, it's mad. Do you think you'll ever get to a point in your relationship where you go on to swinging hotels?
What is the hotel?
It's in Miami, Florida. At least the one that I saw was there. Not that I was researching, it just came up, obviously.
You didn't get a name.
I didn't have to catch the name, actually.
I would not go to one of those. No,
not too... when you're older. See, I think by the time you're older. 50, 45, 50, you, like, your sex life is just like, you've done a lot of things now.
You need the extra summer to be stimulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably when I'm older, for sure.
What happens if she just starts moaning way louder than you've ever heard before by getting backed off by some donny? What are you doing?
Oh, shit. I'm just telling myself, look, he's just got the right shape.
He's
knob.
Got the hookup. He's got the hookup.
He's got the hook. The dick. There's nothing you can do about your genetics, man. It's out of your control.
You're seeing her having the time of her life, bro. What is actually the move after that?
Let's go over to him and say, yo.
Can you stop that, please?
No. You got any tips? You got any help for me, chief?
Fuck's sake. I don't know what I do, bro. That would have to hit the ego, though.
Yeah, that would hurt. But you'd be 50, 60. You'd be nearly dead anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Who fucking cares? By the time you're 50, 60, you probably actually don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You're old. You'd be lucky if it works.
That's very true.
You know?
Get me on Squid Game.
Bro, we should talk about Squid Game.
I feel like a lot.
You finish it?
I finished it.
Yes!
Finished it.
All right, everybody in the studio, if you've not watched Squid Game, close your eyes. Feel free to step outside, put your headphones on.
Oh my God, a lot of them are actually leaving.
Yeah, we've got two members leaving. At least we'll let them evacuate. But mate, what a series. So Squid Game to those. A third is left. Go grab yourself
Alex,
a glass of water.
Alex, you're going to make the decision to stay.
Alex, Alex, BTS Alex has decided to stay. Is Jamie here?
He's got work to do.
Jamie's Alex. Gone. All right, so
close them ears, lad.
Let's talk Squid Game. And by the way, guys, that was a warning for everyone here. This is a spoiler. We're going to talk about a few things. What an amazing show, first of all. Wow.
Banger. It's number one on Netflix and it's on track to be the most viewed Netflix show ever.
Yeah.
And that's so impressive with it being an international show, you know, a Korean show.
First of all, if you guys are going to go ahead and watch this, do not watch the dub version. You are an idiot if you go and watch this dubbed. What you do is you just have the subtitles on. I know that sounds silly, but it's in Korean. Do you understand it? Let me tell you, your viewing experience is 10 times what it would be if it was dubbed. Yeah. And I promise you, it's quite clear that just because it's Korean or in a different language, subtitles are still great. A lot of anime that Chip watches is done the same way.
It's like disrespectful to the actors as well, if you feel, because you ain't watching them then anymore. Mm. And plus the emotion, you ain't getting the right emotion. You're just getting somebody who sat in the studio watching it back and dubbing it over. Shit. No, definitely, like you said, watch it with
subtitles.
English subs.
To give you guys a little rundown on what exactly this show is, okay? So it is a show where these people that have a lot of debt, they get a choice to enter this game.
Yeah.
They all have a lot of debt. Everyone in this game is on the ropes.
Yeah, they've made bad life decisions so far.
So they get approached by someone and said, would you like to be part of this game? Now at the time, they don't really know what sort of game they're getting into. We're still not in any spoilers here, by the way, so if you do want to listen, you can. I'll let you know when the spoilers are coming. They get into it, but then they get put into this game and they very quickly find out, and you find out on the first episode, that you die the moment you lose a game.
You die. Did you just say spoiler alert?
No, because that's not really a spoiler, because that, even if you watch the trailer, it shows that this is happening. So
yeah, it's pretty obvious as well. Yeah.
And they die. Right. Now we'll start getting into the spoiler side of things, because that's essentially what it is. So the first game that they do is a classic. What is it?
Red Light, Green Light?
They call it Red Light, Green Light. What do we call it in the UK?
I don't know. I've never played it.
No. It's the one where... Oh, by the way, we just had someone enter the thingy. Are you planning on watching Squid Game?
Because it's spoiler time. All right,
that's fine. This is a big spot. We got spoilers for a TV show here. What is it? What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
What?
Dinner time, and they look around.
Is that one?
Is it called What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? It's something like that. Anyways, and you turn around, and anyone that's still moving is out of the game. And what happens is, in Squid Game, by the time the person turns around and there's someone still moving, they get shot. Like, it's very gruesome, this show.
Yeah, it is actually really gruesome.
I thought it was really good. Now,
it is banger.
Now we're at the point probably where people have watched the series, because you wouldn't really be listening on. But mate, that game with the marbles, you know where they're all given the marbles, and he finesses
the Donnie.
That Donnie,
Ali.
Ali.
About Ali.
Yes.
Oh, that was sad, man.
That was so fucking sad. I was the there betrayal. Like, this is so sad. But I would have done the same, bro. It's a survival game. I wouldn't trust anyone in there. I know that it sounds harsh, and everyone was there like, justice for Ali, but
I would have probably done the same.
You have to do the same, man.
It's either Listen, he'd lost, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had lost, and he
was going to die.
He was trying to convince him how they were going to still manage to get out together. Complete cap, obviously.
And the Ali guy wasn't very intelligent either.
Nah, his heart was in it.
Yeah.
He had too much of a good heart. But that is what, that's how you lose.
Yeah. Do you think that's how real life is, bro?
I think if everyone was put in there, like, there would be people like that Ali, who are just too nice.
But this is what I mean, just like in terms of take out the game. Like, do you think people that are really nice, that like trust everyone, do you think they just get fucked over and they never win?
Yeah, in life, yeah. That's all. They take more L's than other people because they put themselves
at risk.
They put themselves after others, which is a good thing to do. But at times,
you should always be priority number one. But I feel like there's times where you should.
Yeah. And it's a nice thing, isn't it, to put others before yourself? But that is going to cost you, okay? Yeah. Unfortunately, it sounds like you should be getting all the good karma, right?
Yeah.
Because you are always doing nice things, but that's not how it works. And in the show, it's like a good representation of he was a nice guy. He really tried to help, even then he'd won. And he got finessed.
And he paid the price for being nice.
And he put the stones in his bag.
Yeah, man. It was it was a deep finessing as well.
It was bad.
And I got emotional, man.
Even the main character, when he was finessing the old man.
Yes.
That was quite bad as well. Like because, you know, at the time you think he's, you know, got dementia and he's forgetting.
Yeah.
And he's just taking his marbles pretending he said the wrong thing. And I was like, damn, that's fucking deep.
That bit where he said order even
and he goes you said order or whatever
and he finesses him. That was crazy, wasn't it? But the big twist at the end is the fact that this old man was actually the owner of the game, wasn't he? And he was the one he had so much money that he was just bored.
Yep.
Wasn't he?
Yep.
And he just wanted to feel something again. And it was an interesting point because I was watching someone talk about the point of being rich. I was actually speaking about this with Lux. And it brings up the point of when people are, let's say, if I went to most people, I said, right, here's $10 million and you can retire. Most people would be like, yeah, I'll make $10 million and retire. But the thing is, when you get to that $10 million, there's always something else. You want more. It's natural human instinct to want more.
True.
And it's and no matter what, you're going to struggle just to stop. And when you get so much money, right, what else can you do?
Yeah.
You have billions and billions of pounds and dollars. What else is there to do? This guy was so bored. He can buy every yacht in the world 10 times.
Yeah.
It's pointless. It's not going to do anything. So he created this game and he wanted to be a participant in the game, which I found really interesting. And that's how he felt alive. That's what kept him going, was being a participant in that.
Yeah.
Did you also see that when they got given, they got a choice between, right at the beginning, the guy gets a choice between a red card and a blue card.
I saw it's a little theory, right?
Well, I saw a TikTok saying this was a theory, but I'm pretty sure they explain it in the last episode.
I don't know if they did.
Well, at least I thought it was pretty clear.
I think it is a thing.
Yeah, well, I 100%. If you pick the blue... Sorry, if you pick the red, you are a player.
If you pick the red, you become the guy in the red suits, employees.
The guards.
Yeah. Right? If you pick the blue, you become the player.
Yeah. But I wanted to know, what did the blue guys get out of it? The red guys. What did the red guys get out of it? Because they didn't get a chance at winning the money.
I would assume they just get paid.
They just get paid.
Yeah.
Maybe their debt's cleared or something.
Maybe their debt's cleared. Maybe they just get a nice little fixed sum when the job's done. Whereas the blue players get the chance at $45 billion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's only one winner.
Yeah. Maybe the red guys get paid $1 billion each.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe
we missed that bit.
I guess we'll find out in season two.
Do you reckon they'll do? Yeah, they've got to with the success of this.
100%. We'll probably get announced like within the next few weeks. They always do that just to keep the hype there.
Yeah. Wow. Well, anyways, guys, we won't talk about it too much, but I'd highly recommend watching that show if you haven't already. Well, we spoiled it a bit for you, but if you just tune in back in and after skipping the big spoilers, then tune in for that. It was one of the best TV shows I watched in a little while.
Very long time. I'm actually watching a new one right now.
Yeah.
Korean one as well, because obviously so much of my TikTok is Squid Game, and somebody recommended this one as well, and Reddit says it's good too. It's called Alice in Borderland.
Okay.
And it's like,
so far so good.
I've only watched 20 minutes, but yeah, I would say I'm liking the vibe.
Okay.
Fell
nice.
Asleep. But
I might have to give that a little watch.
Yeah, there's something about they're in a game again.
Okay. So, in a game.
Yeah.
Sorted. All right. Let's go ahead and do some stuff right at the end here. Okay.
To relationship advice? Or
no, we didn't do relationship. We did red flags, guys. So today we're going to talk a little bit about red flags. Okay, and we asked you guys to send in red flags from guys and girls, fellas and felitas. So, Chip, I'm going to read a few out. You let me know your thoughts on what you think about this red flag and whether it's a red flag for you.
Okay.
All right, so we've got a fella here. He said, putting off introducing you to their pals.
Right? That,
What do you think? So if a chick doesn't introduce you to her friends...
Maybe she's just being cautious. It's a waste of time to introduce you and it not go right.
So she's not very serious about it. But by the sounds of it, it sounds like they're already in a relationship, but he just ain't done the introduce. But then again, I would never get into a relationship with someone unless I've been introduced to their friends in the first place, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard situation. I can't imagine myself in that situation. The act of putting it off. Yeah, I guess. Probably. I would say
it's a red flag.
Yeah, because they're just...
Either that or you're getting played.
Yeah.
And you got a cut, and she's got a couple donnies, and she ain't introducing any of that.
No, none of them.
Yeah. All right, we got another fella here. He said a red flag for him is girls who complain about how every ex is a psycho or a big problem with them. That's a red flag. That goes both ways,
doesn't it? So anybody that constantly complains about all their exes says they're all psychos.
Yeah.
Normally that could mean that they were the actual problem.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, look, the common denominator here is you.
Yep.
You were the one in all these relationships. Yep. And I struggle to believe that every ex is a psycho.
That's cap.
You know, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of being respectful about your ex.
Yeah, no, 100%. You should
be. It goes a long way.
Like it's... You bitching about them doing that kind of shit, like what do you achieve from that? It's just hurt, like it's just like having hate inside you. It's like it's negative energy.
You just wanna
go about your own life. Get on with your own shit, you know?
Even if they were shit. If they were a shit boyfriend, even if that's the case. It was what it was, the relationship wasn't for me, and just keep fucking moving.
Keep it moving.
The longer you hold that in your chest,
Worse is for you and your character, your life. It's just going to drag you down.
Yeah. Okay, here's a big red flag. And this is before the relationship, okay? Jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
Strong signs of jealousy.
Controlling.
Control, like, oh, wait, who are you out with? Why are you hanging around with that guy so much?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. That for me is...
I hate that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Very off-putting stuff.
Very big. It's just I think maybe a bit of insecurity.
Yeah.
I think it is off-putting. I mean, it's normal, right? If you are already in the relationship and someone is asking, what's the situation with this person? Blah, blah, blah. That sort of stuff is fine. And you're entitled to know that information. Yeah. But I think beforehand, if they're already showing jealous, controlling vibes, like, oh, I don't think you should be hanging out with it. That's a big red flag.
100%.
Stay away, felitas and fellas.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, here's one. I've personally never encountered this red flag.
Hit me.
But here we go.
Hit me, baby.
Wanting control of your socials.
Oh, fucking hell.
To your social media. I've heard about this,
that's
though.
That's a rap. Is that a thing?
I've heard that a lot of girls and probably a lot of guys out there as well will say, like, you know, when you go on Instagram and you can flip between accounts, they have access to accounts.
Why?
Well, even Katie Price, when she came on, she said that she had access to her boyfriend's Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, I've never offered that access, but I don't think I've been asked for it either.
I would say no, fuck off.
Yeah.
I would say no. I've got nothing to hide here, but this is crazy.
Yeah, some weird shit.
Like, if you can't trust me, then this relationship's pointless in the first place.
Yep. Don't see the point of needing that.
Fellas and felitas, say no. If someone asks you, that's a level of controlling that is tapped. Even if they make it seem like as a joke, like they're not even making it seem like it's a controlling thing and, oh, I just have access because I like X or just come up with some bullshit. No. The reason why they have access is because... they want to be keeping an eye on the DMs that you're getting, what 100%. You're sending. And I promise you, it's super unhealthy.
Freaky behavior.
Very. Here we go. One person's red flag here said, if they're asking for my star sign.
Nah, that's not a red flag.
What are you saying? What are you saying about a chip? What if they're mad invested in Star Sand and they genuinely like alter the way they behave and the way they approach you because of star signs?
Well, that would be an issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what, how invested are we talking? Like we're talking crystals, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not a red flag, but it would be a bit like,
it's a bit weird.
Yeah. Depends. Like I'm sure I'm into some weird shit. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But am I into anything as weird as crystals?
Them crystals. She's literally performing like witchcraft on you.
Okay, well, that is too much. I think I could let the crystals and stuff by. You know, you believe in some whatever in it. I used to believe in Santa.
Yeah.
Which counts.
No, bro. So, I mean, you're a kid. You're not performing witchcraft.
Not at 15, man.
Fair. At 15. How did you find out Santa was real?
Oh, I think my stepdad told me by accident. I was like, wait, what?
No.
And then he was like, oh, look at him. He's fucking 12 anyway. I was like, what? He's fucking not real.
Mate, the way I found
and
out.
And I just got in the car and I was heartbroken.
Were you actually devastated?
Yeah. Of course.
How old were you? Like 10?
I don't know, probably around 10, 11, whatever.
I think I was 10 as well. But the way I found out was I came down. Right. So what we would do is we'd leave the cookies and milk out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And a carrot as well.
Uh-huh.
We'd leave it out. And then when you come down on Christmas morning, it's gone. Right. But one time my dad had a huge fumble. All right. And I blame my dad for this. I came down. The cookies and everything were gone. I said, oh, Santa and his reindeers have been. Yeah. And then I went to go put something in the bin. I opened the bin and the carrot sat right there. I said, why the fuck is the carrot in the bin? And then my dad, I could see the panic in my dad's face. He's going, he's absolutely fucked this. My mum is looking at my dad like, you are a dickhead. You have fucked this. And my dad goes, oh, maybe they didn't want to have the vegetables this time. And I'm there in my head, I'm going, nah, I had an inkling already. A few of the boys have mocked it at school already. And now I've seen the carrot. And I said, you know what? For your sake, I'm going to keep it quiet because my little sister's here and I'm not going to ruin it for her. But you and me, Dad, we're going to have some fucking words once I open these presents. And if I don't see the iPod mini in there, well, guess what? My little sister's going to find out about Santa today as well. Luckily, I opened up the iPod mini, was there, so my sister never found out about Santa.
Oh, shit, man. That is such a harsh way to find
bro,
out.
Bro, I couldn't believe it. And then I asked my dad years later. I said, why was the carrot in there? Like, what was the story behind that? He said, Kyle, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I just didn't want to eat the carrot. I just didn't want to eat it. And he said he always ate the cookies and the milk. That's just what he would do, just eat it and drink it. He said he couldn't be asked to have the raw carrot. And so he said, I just put it in the bin. I didn't even think that you would open the bin.
Oh,
and
damn.
I said, no
bro,
way.
You gotta cover that carrot up or something.
Bro, put something. But he just, obviously it was late at night. His brain was moving slow.
Damn.
Anyway.
Rookie error from Pete there.
Bro, Pete had a stinker, man. But yeah, that was how I found out about Christmas. Well, I don't know how we got onto that topic, but let's go on here. Here's one. She wore the TikTok leggings on our first date and still had no ass.
What are the TikTok? Jesus, what are the TikTok leggings?
Nah, you know the TikTok. Chip, don't play,
I actually
bro.
Don't know if I know. Maybe if you give me a picture.
The wrinkly ones.
Wrinkly TikTok leggings? Wrinkly leggings.
Chip, you're not fooling anyone with
I
this,
think
right?
I'm getting confused. Leggings are just like tights, right?
Yeah.
So
they're the ones with like that like go down the ass. Like, every girl was there like, I need to get a TikTok because it made your ass look fat.
Wait. Right.
It worked on literally pretty much anyone.
Is it them? Is it them?
You're far away. I don't think you have to zoom in.
I don't think it. They just look like gym pants.
No, but look at the crease, man. Look at the crease. It sucks right up in the crevice.
Okay, I've seen them before, but I didn't know they were the thing.
Anyway, so he's gone. And it essentially makes any girl look like she's got a big
bum.
Big cushion. Yeah.
Yeah.
And according to this person, the red flag was that there was still nothing to hold on to. So,
well, I mean, if it's important to him, then I guess he will have to step away.
That is a red flag for him.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. And here's another red flag. This is from a Felita. She says, when they say no one has to know about it, when you never said you wanted to keep it quiet. So when after you finish porking, they go, let's just keep this between you and me. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's so peak. Yeah, well, that is a red flag, obviously.
That is a massive red flag. But we're gonna be getting mate, that is just that's Could you? No one has ever told me, let's keep this secret. I don't think I've ever asked.
I don't think I've heard that before myself. But I know that it
happens. I know that it happens.
You see it in movies all the time.
BTS Alex, we need context as to what we're looking at here on terms of the pictures of the food. You're going to have to tell us what it is. So if you guys tuned into the previous episode, we said we want to know what your poverty munch is. And by that, I mean... We spoke about the pot noodle sandwich on the last
one.
Yeah. And so we told you guys in that, please send us pictures of the poverty meals that you guys make. We'll put some of these up on screen on the video so you guys can take a look at it as well. But here we go. We have got someone that put in melted cheese on toast and literally just sprinkled some raw onions on the top. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I love
cheesy toast. Oh, and that looks banging.
That is fucking disgusting. What?
Really? We do not have that.
Bro, it's
just cheesy toast.
It looks like he's whacked on a cheese slice onto a piece of bread and he's cut up some onions and put it on top.
That's exactly what happened, but the cheese looks pretty melted. That looks banging. Okay.
That's a no from me, too. It's the onions. Maybe without the onions, I could work with you.
The next one down. All right, here we go. On screen right now. This is doner kebab meat with cheese on toast. That is foul.
I'm leaning. Has he put pepper on that?
Yeah, he has. He's put a sprinkle of pepper. Is that one little twist of pepper on there?
That's looking good.
That's disgusting.
That's looking good. I'm giving that an 8 out of 10.
This person said that the picture ain't doing it justice, but this is disgusting. No matter what, the cheese is clumpy.
That tastes so good, man. I can already see it.
That is foul. Oh my God. This next one, Chip, is... one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen, right? They've taken a pot noodle, right? And they've slapped in them processed hot dog sausages into it. And they've boiled the sausages in the pot noodle soup.
I tell you what would have been way better, and it would have actually possibly banged, sliced all them sausages up and whacked them in. Because then you get noodle and sausage.
That's disgusting, Chip. That is actually foul.
That's you got my attention.
That is so disgusting.
You have my attention. Now you have mine.
Oh, that is, mate. Anyways, that's some serious poverty scram. That's some of the most outrageous stuff you guys have sent in to us.
Oh, I'm well hungry for that.
The hot dog pot noodle. That's the most disgusting one.
The hot noodle.
All right, and then we'll end today's podcast on a DM from our friend Theo Baker, who actually got involved in the red flags. And he said a big red flag for him is a girl that is constantly wanting to finger your bum hole. I back that, you know.
Theo would know about that.
Well, I'm serious, though. If a girl just keeps harping on about wanting to finger your bum hole, it's just like, no. It's a no-go zone for me.
Shut up. Yeah, it's a no-go zone for me. I tell you what I don't like when I keep getting my ass squeezed. I'm like, bro,
really?
I'm like, come on now, like, relax.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
Like, it was funny the first time, but I just don't like it. I'm walking upstairs and a girl just can't resist but try and shove her finger up my ass. It's like, you've got 10-inch nails on.
Every time.
You'll be scraping the inside of my fucking esophagus.
Every time. Even when you're at home.
It's the worst when your mom does it, huh?
So I'm talking about home.
That's disgusting. All right, guys, we're going to end it there. That is me in today's podcast. Chip, I really appreciate you coming on as a guest today. Thank you very much. We will catch you guys in a bit. A few things just to wrap it up. Of course, if you are on YouTube, go ahead over to our Spotify,
yes sir,
our Apple, follow us on there. But most importantly, guys, the merch, please cop, please don't, we want to sell more than three.
I want to feed myself.
Exactly. We need to keep the lights on here. So this will be on sale to the 8th of October, guys. Don't flop, please go and cop it.
Yeah, don't sleep on it.
Just as a note, me and Chip are both wearing larges. I have got an XL on order because I actually feel like I would want more of an oversized fit. So keep that in mind. I'm
6'3". Size up.
I think you guys should all size up.
Yeah, size up for sure. If you get a medium, normally get a large.
Exactly. And then not only that, guys, but we'll leave a link to our Discord and our subreddit in the description. Get over there, post memes, post funny shit, leave your comments, your thoughts on this podcast, all that. Just, it's a good place to discuss. I think it'll be good for everyone.
We're going to be on there talking, viewing, everything. And some of the shit will get brought up on the podcast as well.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it with credit. So we'll shout you guys as well. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure for me and Chip. We've got a massive announcement coming at the end of October. Stay locked, stay tuned. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Goodbye.